Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A Millennial's Guide to Running for Office, How to Get Elected Without Kissing the Ring, is a political how-to book that blends memoir, campaign strategy, and civic commentary. Written by Henry Bouchot, who became the youngest member in the history of the Whittier City Council by defeating a long-serving incumbent. The book uses his local election experience as the foundation for practical advice aimed at first-time and younger candidates. Its central purpose is to show that running for office does not require prior political family connections, insider access, or deference to established gatekeepers. Instead, it argues for disciplined preparation, authentic communication, and grassroots organization. The book also reflects a broader concern that American politics is too dominated by older office holders, making it especially relevant to millennials who want to enter public service but may feel shut out by traditional political structures. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a local campaign story turned into a practical political manual. The book is built around Henry Bouchot's real campaign for Whittier City Council, where he defeated a 9-term incumbent and became the youngest council member in city history. That concrete experience matters, because the book is not presented as abstract political theory. It translates one candidate's path into a usable framework for others who may be considering a local race. The value of that structure is that it gives readers a grounded view of what campaign work actually looks like. Planning, messaging, organizing, and staying disciplined under pressure. At the same time, the memoir-like element helps make the advice easier to trust because the strategies are tied to outcomes rather than speculation. This combination is one of the book's main strengths, since it teaches through a lived example instead of treating elections as a purely academic subject. Secondly, challenging political gatekeeping and the idea that office is for insiders only. A major theme in the book is resistance to political gatekeeping. Reflected in the subtitle and in the author's broader message that younger candidates should not wait to be invited into the system. The phrase kissing the ring points to the informal expectations, endorsements, and social rituals that often shape access to political power. Bouchot's argument is that these traditions can discourage capable newcomers, especially those without long party ties or family networks. By framing his own victory as evidence that an outsider can win, the book pushes back against the assumption that political legitimacy comes only from insider approval. This makes the book especially relevant in local politics, where name recognition and institutional backing matter, but where direct voter contact and a clear message can still overcome establishment resistance. The practical implication is that candidates should focus less on seeking permission and more on building a credible campaign of their own. Thirdly, millennial political participation as a response to gerontocracy. The book repeatedly emphasizes that American politics is dominated by older office holders, and that younger people need to enter public life in greater numbers. This gerontocracy theme is not just rhetorical, it frames the entire purpose of the book. Bouchot presents youth participation as a democratic necessity rather than a generational preference. The argument is that when younger citizens stay out of office, policy decisions are left to a narrower and older segment of the population, weakening representation. The book therefore treats running for office as a civic response to underrepresentation. It is designed for millennials, not only because of their age, but because they may feel alienated from political institutions that do not reflect their values or life stage. By stressing that young candidates can win, the book tries to replace resignation with action. That makes its political message broader than one election story, because it is also a call to rethink who is expected to govern. Fourthly, campaign mechanics built around clarity, discipline, and grassroots execution. The book's advice is notable for its emphasis on simple, usable campaign mechanics rather than high-level political branding alone. Based on the available descriptions, it stresses clear and concise communication, practical planning, and the careful use of resources. That focus reflects the reality of local campaigns, where candidates usually have limited money and limited time, so efficiency matters. The book appears to connect Bouchot's business education and Marine Corps background to a style of organization that values discipline, structure, and direct messaging. This is important because first-time candidates often struggle not with ideology, but with execution, how to prioritize tasks, how to communicate a message quickly, and how to mobilize supporters without wasting effort. The step-by-step approach gives the book instructional value for readers who need a campaign framework that is concrete enough to act on. In that sense, its main contribution is operational rather than inspirational. Lastly, a hybrid format that combines memoir, checklist, and reader-friendly takeaways. Another distinctive feature of the book is its format. Reviews and product descriptions suggest that it reads as both a narrative account and a how-to guide, with chapter summaries and takeaways that make the material easier to use. This hybrid structure matters because it serves two purposes: At once, it keeps the reader engaged through a real campaign story, while also turning that story into a reference tool. For readers who are considering a campaign, this is more useful than a purely theoretical political book because they can connect the lessons to a specific example and then extract practical steps from the end of chapter. Guidance. The audiobook descriptions also suggest that clarity and concise communication are part of the book's own method, which reinforces its subject matter through its presentation. The result is a book that teaches not only what to do in a campaign, but also how to communicate political ideas in a way ordinary voters can understand. In conclusion, this book is best suited for millennials, young civic activists, first-time candidates, and readers who want a practical introduction to local campaigns without the jargon-heavy tone of professional political consulting. It is also useful for politically engaged readers who are interested in how local office is actually won, especially in places where personal credibility, message discipline, and grassroots effort matter more than national party narratives. Its practical benefit lies in turning one candidate's real campaign into a repeatable framework for planning, communication, and voter outreach. Its intellectual benefit is that it treats generational underrepresentation as a real political problem and shows how local elections can be a path into public service. What sets it apart from similar books is the combination of memoir and instruction. Rather than offering abstract commentary or generic motivational advice, it roots its lessons in an actual race against an entrenched incumbent. That makes the book more concrete than many political primers and more accessible than traditional campaign manuals. If you would like to support Henry Bouchot, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.